Ma'aseh Shari Kachoya. There was a head counselor that he was just hired, and he was going over with the assistant head counselor all the possible things, the activities that they're going to have in camp. Now, he remembered all the activities that he had when he was a camper. Kitzur, he gave the whole list of activities to the assistant head counselor, and the assistant head counselor says, I had a RO on a bunch of them, about five or six of them I had a RO. Everything else sounds great. One of the ones that he had an RO on is the Shekel Talmud Chacham. The first one that he had an RO on was when he was a kid, they had that the older bunks, they shot with the BB guns. They had one day off, and they would shoot with BB guns. This is true. I couldn't make this up. And they had a watermelon, and they would shoot into the watermelon. And the watermelon would take the blow. And afterwards, you open up the watermelon, you have all the BBs inside, all the metal pellets inside. Like I said, so he said, I knew you were going to have an issue with that one, because it's a Sakana, Chamir Sakana de Yisura. He says, one of the kids, he hit himself, he hit his finger with it, started bleeding like crazy. They took a sour stick, and they tied it around his finger to stop the blood. Is that the problem? Anyway, so that wasn't the issue. The issue is that it's Bizarin Eichlin. Bizarin Eichlin. He says, maybe it's Bizarin Eichlin with the sour stick. Okay, that was the first issue that he had. So what's the story? The second thing that he had was that he took beans. They had bags and bags of beans, and they threw them around the entire campus of the camp. And you have to go during color war. Each camp with anybody do this when they were kids? And you have to pick up the beans. Is there a problem? The Chari Bizarin Eichlin have the beans stay in the park afterwards. The third thing is apple bobbing during the carnival. You go ahead and you tie your hands behind the thing and you have to eat from the apples and mechulam. So he says, what's the deal with that? First of all, what's the deal with that? What's going to happen with the rest of the apple? And second of all, what's the story with the bracha? When the guy ate he says he remembers when he was bobbing, the guy bites out. You never know if you're going to get the apple, right? You can make a bracha, what are you supposed to do? So you take the apple and you get it, we finally get it, you get a bite, and now the apple's in your mouth without a bracha. You let it swallow, what do you do? What do you do in such a case? That was the. And that's the Chamir Sakan to Misuri. He says, by the way, in Kufayin Gimel, it says, that's Chamir Sakan to Misuri. You wash out your mouth between fish and meat, because wash your hands there, it says. Mishnah Berurah says the meaning is not the way, but at least to wash out your mouth, Mishnah Berurah says, do kinuach vehadacha between fish. Chamir Sakan to Misuri. You should do tuach adacha. That means eat something and drink something in between the fish and the meat. The mice in the bottom, he brings out the chayyad, and the chayyad just has to drink something. That's where Minhag Olam comes from, to just take a shot of schnapps or something else afterwards, or a little bit of challah. Either way. Now, one last thing that he had, that he had an issue was the cream cakes. They want to make cream cakes for the skits that they're going to have. And they want a cream cake, and you smash the cream cake into the guy's face. Is that a problem? Is that a problem with Bizarin Eichlin? Anybody that went to any skit in camp, there's at least three of those. What do you do? So, he tied it, I don't know, Bizarin Eichlin, but definitely Bizarin Ben Adam. So, I don't know what the story is, if you're allowed to do that or not. What are the clones? What's us? The Kolam are as follows. With regard to using food for non-food purposes, first of all, anytime that it's the tzurich of a adam, and it's a derech ha-adam la-soy-soy, then it's not a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah's only ha-isafa that he says in the Bir Halacha. It has to be that it's a derech to do it. So anything which is a derech to do, and it's a tzurich ha-adam, then the charetz mutter. I think Duman Rebbe was telling me about the carving out the fruits, the watermelons and things like that. That's already the derech ha'olam, and that's already considered a tzurich, and that's okay. There, the girls are rather not bizarin, because you can eat it afterwards, and the part that you took off, you could also eat. There, it's maybe less, certainly the meaning is to do that. It's also to use BB guns and watermelons, but that's also not that's l'chara not the derech, and l'chara that's I don't see any heter to shoot BBs into a watermelon. Now, if it's for a tzurich refuah, like using a sour stick, which doesn't have a shem eichel anyhow, using a sour stick to stop the blood, even if it's mimis, the halacha is for refuah. No, for refuah, it's for sure not. What? Not eichel. We're from Zmaske. Using cream cakes and the beans. So the beans is a shiloh. We saw by chitin, the sharatin says maybe it's not considered oichel. She thinks it's maybe it's not considered oichel. The third reason is because it's raw and it's hard. It doesn't have a shame oichel yet. The beans, if they're raw, maybe they don't have a shame oichel. It's maybe imud oichel. I don't know if it's bizarre oichel. It's maybe imud oichel that you're doing such a that. There you can say it's a purpose. It's you have to know whether or not lechatchila to use that. Not so simple. I don't know lechatchila to use it. Cream cakes. I doubt that the cream also has any shame of a oichel bechlal. And therefore, lechur al bizayin oichlin, I don't think it's an issue. Bizayin ben adam, for sure, it's an issue. Whether if you actually made a cake, smash cakes, I don't know what that there is. But maybe it's a considered tzura. Now it's already became a smash. If it's a proper cake and the kid is smashing the cake, if you're going to eat it afterwards, it's terrific. But if you're not going to eat it afterwards, I have a funny feeling that. So, anyhow, you could just make it out of something which is not ra'ay l'achila, and it's fine. You see the same pictures afterwards. Now, with regard to if you put food in your mouth, the klamar as follows. If you took a drink and you stuck it into your mouth, the halacha is that your ba'etzem, there's a machlokes in the mechaber and the ramah. Mechaber says, just swallow it, it came not ra'ay l'achila. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, the ramah says, make a bracha on afterwards. Mishnah Berurah says, we pass like the mechaber. They let it swallow it, and you don't have to make a bracha on it. However, if you don't, you're not dochuk for the shtiyah, the best thing to do is to spit it out. Spit it out. That's if you have a liquid in your mouth. If you could spit it out, it's better to spit it out. If you don't, if it's in your mouth and you need this is what you need, then you can let it swallow without it. If it's food, then it makes a difference also what type of food it is. If it's something which is moist or something which is not moist. If it's something which is not moist and you're able to spit it out and make the bracha, that's what you should do. Spit it out and make the bracha. If it is moist, then you're allowed to leave it in your mouth aside, or the same thing by liquid, if it's just a little bit. You could also make a bracha, says Mr. Bura, while it's in your mouth. While it's in your mouth, you could move it to the side and make a bracha and then swallow.